the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
LeBron James is now an L.A. Laker. Paul George decides to stay in OKC, which I think is a huge mistake. Let's get your thoughts on that. I got two callers on the line with me right now. First, I got Dr. Doom. Doom, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm chilling tonight.
I need to get your corona with you. Get your corona. Then we got Gene from Cleveland. Gene, how you doing, man?
All right. How you doing, Johnny? How you doing, Doom?
I'm chilling, man. Get ready to move to L.A.
Am I?
Man, I ain't seen so many new Laker fans.
Me neither.
Since Kobe.
They filled out the applications. I heard they ran out of applications because so many people want them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna stay with Dan Gilbert and my Cleveland Cavaliers, but
you're a true fan.
You posted something earlier, Gene, that just ticked me off. He got the floor side seats on the contract.
I didn't hear you, Will.
He got the floor side seats on the contract. If you got a floor, you signed an agreement for what, 2 years, 3 years?
Who, LeBron?
Nuh-uh. When Dan Gilbert did the if you got a floor
side. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, floor side.
Yeah,
seat.
I guess that more or less like this year. And to me, that's a automatic business move. But, you if you get a floor seat, and, you know, the seats that are located by the scores table, and one, those are called like the Hollywood seats. I don't know, but those are the Hollywood seats. But any floor seat, you had to sign a 3-year contract to have those tickets.
Because they know people finna not show up, so you trying to. It's that dictatorship right there.
Dictatorship.
Oh, man, that's bad. Well,
it's bad business.
Yeah, it is bad business. And but he playing off of, LeBron on that,
He's emotional right now.
I believe he's emotional. He's very rich and emotional right now. I mean, he made a ton of money.
He had a dry season coming up.
And at least this time,
it's like the Savannah in Africa, boy. That rain season over now. Now that drought finna set in.
And at least this time, he writes a good letter.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the epitome of everything. I think he knows. I honestly think it was all a work in progress. I thought the trades with Clarkson and Larry Nance were a culmination of what's going on now. To free up cap space, maybe for him, for LeBron to get there. I think this all started taking place early in the season. I don't think it was just something that just came about. I mean, if you took that long to go to Miami, or you took that long to make a decision to come back, but it took you a plane trip to land in California, and all of a sudden you sign.
Yep.
Obviously this is taking place over a period of time. But, I think Dan Gilbert, he knew it was the end-all, be-all. But I think he it was a very lucrative 4 years for him. And I think he'll be okay. I just don't think he's going to put a whole bunch of money and time and attention back into the Cavaliers.
Right. And guys, if you haven't heard, if you've been out of town or whatever the case may be, LeBron James signs a four-year, $153.3 million deal with the L.A. Lakers. He is now an L.A. Laker.
Now, did you see that Live and Die in L.A. video?
Yeah. That was funny.
Let's stop talking about this LeBron talk. And damn, the Warriors just signed Boogie Cousins to a deal.
Yep, they signed DeMarcus Cousins to a one-year, $5.3 million deal. I just posted it on the page, and I thought it was kind of interesting that, according to him and his agent, nobody wanted him. He had to call his agent to get everything struck up or whatnot. And then Steph Curry came in on it. Kevin Durant came in on it. You know your boy Draymond Green came in on it, and they all talked him into coming for that 1 year, $5.3 million exception. And
Will, he took a $13 million pay cut.
Yep.
Hey man, that signing right there, because I was kind of worried when I got rid of JaVale McGee. Mm-hmm. But dude, if they get him and Dwight Howard, it's over. Because you can have Dwight Howard coming off the bench, man.
Because I really think that's going to happen.
You think they would stack it like that with Dwight Howard also?
Oh, yes.
Don't nobody want
Dwight Howard.
You get rid of Zaza Pachulia, you add Dwight Howard coming off the bench with Boogie Cousins, that's all they big man problem, dog.
Yep. That's all they need. But let's talk about.
I think that Boogie Cousins depending on his health, depending on if he comes back, you know, from this injury that he had. I think that's enough. I mean, that starting lineup. I mean,
he's not due back. Let's not forget one thing. Boogie's not due to come back until December. So they have to hold things down until December, which I think they can do.
But no, I heard training camp.
I heard December, but
the last I got, he was going to be ready by training camp.
Yeah, okay, if he starts the season and you get rid of Zaza for Dwight, I think Dwight would do it. Number one, because he knows that nobody else want him. That's the first thing. And number two, Dwight don't have to be the man on that team.
Nope.
As long as Dwight don't have to be the man, it's gravy.
Yep.
It's gravy.
That was basically just taking the place of JaVale McGee. Yep. He didn't have to be the man. Yep. He just was a great mismatch.
10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't wear himself out. JaVale McGee was probably the most rested player that played in the finals.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, let's go over everything the Lakers did very, very quickly. Part of it kind of... one piece kind of interests me. Now, when LeBron...
Lance Stevenson.
Nah. When he signed, the first person who had an issue with it was Julius Randle. And the second he spoke out, he asked to be renounced, his rights renounced, and they did. So he became an unrestricted free agent. So basically, he ends up signing with the Pelicans. They also signed Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, and they re-signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to a one-year, $12 million deal. So, Lonzo could be gone. I don't know.
Yeah, they're gonna keep
Isaiah Thomas.
I doubt that. They have to make room. With this signing, Boogie Cousins over there with Golden State, and I think that's what the Lakers are obviously trying to do. They're trying to build their team to beat Golden State. That Isaiah Thomas, that's not going to get it. There's some guys out there, they really have to find a way to make this Clint Capella work for them. They have to get this guy in there. He's not a big contract guy. I think he's $4.7 million. For this last year, I think they can get this guy to come in and that'll help them in that interior a little bit to stave off some of this, because these guys are loaded. And we forget about, they had Kevin Looney. Remember Kevin Looney?
Yep.
And they played him early in the series, and then they just kind of went to JaVale McGee after that. Mm-hmm. They still got that guy. They still got Sean Livingston. He's still there. Andre Iguodala. I know these guys are aging, but these guys play together so well. And those pieces that we over at the Lakers, they're putting together. They're putting Rajon Rondo. Mm-hmm. Will, you know, this guy's a locker room headache.
I've never liked Rondo because he never had a consistent. He doesn't have a consistent jumper. That's why I've never liked him.
Doom, you got Lance Stevenson. He's always been a knucklehead.
Yep.
You know, so you're putting a couple guys over there with the Lakers with LeBron, and those guys were very outspoken about they didn't like LeBron. But, you know, they want to win. It's California. It's a bigger market.
Yep.
Those guys will never came to Cleveland, but they'll come to California. So hopefully it works for them. But, Doom, the Lakers have to get they have to get something else. They can't beat this team.
Like I say, they do need Capella. You're right about that. They do need Capella. He's out there. I believe he'll come. I mean, because with him going over there, he helps them greatly. And it hurts the Rockets. They lost Trevor Ariza to the Suns. On a 1-year, $15 million deal.
That was a weird signing. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming either. That's what kind of hurt the Rockets, because he was their Mr. Everything, the Mr. Versatile, so to speak. Another thing about the Lakers, too, they're talking to Tyreke Evans, and I like Tyreke Evans from a skill set. The issue with him has always been health. But when you see him play, he's a very good player. The only thing that kills him is his health. He's never been able to stay healthy really a whole season.
But he's so underrated.
He is.
You know, and then him playing down in Sacramento, which is a small market. Mm-hmm. We don't get to see many of those games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, but this guy has been like on a lot of people's radar, but nobody ever just went after because he stayed hurt. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, but he's so underrated, and just him and Kemba Walker, to me, is the two most underrated guards in the league. But,
agreed.
You know, he'll be a good pickup for the Lakers. But I don't know if the guard play, because
go ahead,
you got a lot of guard play here.
Go ahead, dude.
The chemistry for the Lakers, how's that going to work? Is they finna phase some of these young rookies out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying about bringing, you know, Rondo in, and then you bring a Lance Stevenson in, you know, two knuckleheads, and trying to make them work with what LeBron trying to do, because, you know, they're going to, you know, kind of center everything around him anyway. But you got Kuzma, you got Brandon Ingram.
Right.
I mean,
don't you got Thomas still? Because that's going to, got 3-point guards. Somebody's got to go.
I thought Isaiah was a free agent.
Somebody's got to go.
I thought Isaiah was a free agent. Am I wrong on that?
Nah, man. I think he...
He's still with him? Okay, I thought he was a free agent. My bad. I was joking the other day about Kevin Love coming
Even
over.
Even the dog in the background, he agrees with us.
Nah, they need to shut the hell up.
Let's talk about a guy who should have went... In my belief, they should have went to the Lakers, but decided to stay in OKC. Paul George decides to stay with OKC on a 4-year, $137 million deal. Dude,
I'm with Shannon Sharp. He's scared.
Yeah.
He was scared of that damn limelight.
I agree. I wouldn't stay in OKC. I would have got the heck up out of there.
He can't order nothing to eat at night.
I would have got the heck up out of there, man. That's just me, though. I just thought it was the wrong move for him to stay. I don't... look, you coming in with the same coach. the way he used those players last year in that little upset against the Jazz, you saw he doesn't.
That won't no upset, man. You're not going to sit here and disrespect the Utah Jazz for that.
But I'm just saying, if you look at the talent on paper, OKC should have won that series on paper, but it didn't happen way.
And Marco OKC Rubio
over Utah?
Yeah. Those three boys.
Utah was a team that was giving everybody fits. Man.
They played very well. Don't get me wrong. They played very well coming into the series. I'm not saying that. But, you know, you figure with Russell Westbrook, you figure with Paul George, you still with Carmelo Anthony. They're not using Carmelo right. Carmelo has never really been a three-point shooting threat. If the guy gets to the lane, he's almost as unstoppable as Bron. This thing is ridiculous. Line number three, let me bring Tony C on. Tony C, how you doing, man? Tony C. Did we lose Tony C? I saw him there. Did we lose Tony C? Let me see if I can get Tony C back.
He's celebrating with them Lakers.
Yeah, he is. Let me see if I can't get Tony C.
Yeah, yeah. He's having a ball with the Lake Show.
Let me see if I can get Tony C back. I mean, he the ultimate Lakers fan. Him and Pastor Sedell. Pastor Sedell wasn't real happy about the signing of LeBron. He wasn't very happy. I got another Lakers fan by the name of John Canty. Wasn't very happy with the Lakers signing either. But we shall see. As we wait on Tony C to call back, there's a couple other things that happened in the NBA today. A lot of stuff happened in the NBA today. Jose Calderon comes back to Detroit on a 1-year, $2.4 million deal. We talked about Trezor.
Great move.
Yeah, it really was. Anthony Tolliver from the Pistons returns back to Minnesota on a 1-year, $5 to $6 million deal. Another good move for Minnesota. And I keep thinking, Jimmy, they better hurry up and sign Jimmy Butler back. I don't know what in the world they are messing around with. Tony C, you back with us?
Can you hear me okay now?
Yep, I got you, man. What's up?
I want you to call me the new Laker, L.A. Laker correspondent for the sports report. That's my position on the network now.
You gave in to the dark side.
I'm just corresponding.
He just the correspondent.
Tony, you like the move, right?
If the Mamba signed off on it, then you know you got to go with it.
You like damn. Luke Cage taking over Harlem, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cage coming in.
Mama brought him over to Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when he put the call in, and that kind of probably sealed the deal on it.
Oh, yeah. Now.
And I just want to say this. I just want to let y'all know, this year, man, we're just trying to fill the team.
Yeah.
If you got a little bit of a basketball ability, you're going to sign it pretty much.
There should be.
But more than 1 year. Ain't no long time deals on the team. But LeBron, Brandon Ingram, and Lonzo Ball, and Kyle Kuzma, that's it. That name ain't one of them. You're going to be gone next year.
Let me bring up another person who was rumored to be going to the Lakers, and that's Kawhi Leonard.
We want all the mercenaries, the NBA mercenaries squad.
Let me bring
up. Y'all gonna call us the LA mercenaries.
Let me bring up another person that was rumored to go to the Lakers but didn't, at least not as of now. Kawhi Leonard is saying that he's gonna sit out all of next season if he's not traded to the Lakers.
My man.
Now, hold up. Wouldn't that be so ignorant of him and very unprofessional for him to set out a whole year?
Fuck Greg Popovich. That's what he said.
Let me tell you something, man. These players, that's why I love the NBA, because they ain't no punks like I mean, the NFL. In the NFL, you got to do what the quote-unquote, what master tell you to do. Because they're in control.
Right.
They got the what's the thing called? The franchise tag. This how the NFL was before that year when the 49ers won the title.
Nah, I remember
back
that.
In 94.
You right.
Well, they would just get everybody.
Yeah, you
see.
Right.
And then after that year, you know, they put that. Yeah.
Yep.
Them 2 years when the 49ers and the Cowboys won back-to-back Super Bowls,
yep.
After that, the league put the kibosh on
Maybe
they would let them do that.
Because Deion Sanders was playing
hot potato. Because
Deion Sanders was playing hot potato.
Exactly. He was back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yep.
Well, Doom, it's a big difference with the NFL. I mean, you got stars that sit out of camp because they, you know.
Oh, no.
But they ain't going to sit out no whole season, though.
Yeah, they ain't sit out no whole year.
Greg Popovich.
I think that's it right there. You hit it right on the nose. See, this is Greg Popovich they're dealing with, and he's not bending. He's like, look, you're going to play for us last year, and that's the way it is. I'm not trading you. But here's the thing.
Kawhi got to pick it. Kawhi got him taking it all the way to the bank now.
Yeah.
Well, you remember, you remember the details of the trade. The details of the trade were Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram. Was it a future draft pick?
I think it was a future draft. I think it was a future draft.
That was what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they wanted for Kawhi. So, Greg Popovich was like, listen, I don't want those young guys. What am I going to do with them? Well, I got a bona fide stud right here.
Right.
Well, you know what, now, and you're going to sit out the whole season, you ain't going to get nothing.
You ain't going to get nothing.
You're going to start with Marco Bellinelli, Patty Mills,
old
Ginobili, and Tony Parker. Hey, have a nice day. And Kawhi going to walk right into the Lakers.
If he don't play, he's going to be ramen noodles.
Don't forget LaMarcus Aldridge.
But he's not saying he's not going to pick up a basketball. He's just saying he's going to play for them. He's going to work out.
Yeah.
He's going to work out.
He's going to stay in shape.
He's going to be in the
only place. This is what people got to understand.
That's his job. Hey. He has to go to work.
He got to go to work. He got enough money saved up. He's paying his job to go to work. I got enough money saved up. I'm good.
Oh,
man. I'm good.
I wouldn't be surprised if they could, because I don't think there's no way you can sign him with all the signings. They just, you know, Lance Stevenson.
No, I'm talking about next summer.
He's talking about next summer.
Oh, next summer he's available.
Yeah, he's available next year.
And you know what? The only people we got on the contract for next year is Kyle Kuzma,
Brandon Ingram,
and LeBron, and that's it. So. Yeah, go ahead and sit out, Kawhi. I'm loving it. Go ahead.
And he's going to be the healthiest free agent ever.
Yep.
He didn't play last season but 9 games. If he sits out all this year.
And we can sign him to a 5-year deal. That means when LeBron get ready to ride off into the sunset,
he's
coming into his prime.
Yeah, Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So Kawhi.
So, yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, he'll be ready to go. I mean, if he does sit out, and you know, he'll be a great asset whoever gets him. Just know.
I love to see you play. Anytime you can stick it to management, do it. Because they'll stick it to you.
Yeah,
and that's the end of walk of life.
And you're right, because when we first got on the show, what is it all about? It's all about business.
Yep.
It ain't personal.
Yep.
Well, this is personal and it's business.
Yeah, it's both. it's both.
Yeah, because he's
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi feels a certain kind of way right now.
He can really paint the Spurs in the corner if you say he come out of his mouth and say, I ain't resigning nowhere, y'all send me, except L.A. They stuck.
But he can do that. Okay. Okay, because we put Kawhi up there as a superstar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, what's the difference between, you know, this demand of wanting to get out and want to go to another team versus Kyrie, who cried, you know, wanted to get out of Cleveland, and they sent him. What is the difference?
Kyrie had 2 years left.
Right? Got 2 years left on that contract.
Mm-hmm.
To be his
last. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, no. He'll be, yeah, exactly. He'll be a free agent next summer with Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Cleveland didn't have the training.
That's scary.
But Tony, see, what I'm saying is they gave Kyrie what he wanted.
I see what you're saying, Gene.
Yeah, he was, and I'd agree with you because he should have. Yep. I would have said, sit your butt down and let's go get
exactly.
I see what you're saying, Gene, because San Antonio, they don't have to trade Kawhi. They don't have to.
No, San Antonio has to trade Kawhi.
San Antonio don't have to trade him.
Cleveland didn't have to trade Kyrie Irving.
The Spurs.
Kyrie Irving had 2 years left.
The Spurs can hold this to the deadline if they wanted to.
But if you hold it to the deadline, then somebody could lowball you. You hurt your, because he done already told you you're not re-signing
right.
Wherever you go.
But the thing about it, you never get full value back for a superstar. You never do. You always do.
Of course, but if you really knowing that, then you had a disadvantage anyway.
Yeah.
You know, either way, but if he won't, you get nothing.
Yep.
Being there like Oklahoma City, got nothing for Kevin Durant.
Nope.
I bet if OKC could do it over, they would trade Kevin Durant somewhere.
Would have got something for him.
Thank you. They got lucky with Paul George.
Yep.
Because if he would have walked, that would have been another one they got nothing for.
Yep. But he stayed.
But
I still think that's a mistake, Phillip, by the way. That's
GM suicide, man.
That's a mistake.
And that's one thing I love about the NBA. You can force your way out of any bad situation, especially in that last year. You just told them, hell, I want out.
Couple other things that went down in terms of free agent signings. Nerlens Noel signs a deal with the OKC Thunder. He came from Dallas. Guinness the Geek Freak is the cover athlete for NBA 2K19. However, he took a shot. He says his goal is to win in Milwaukee. He would never go to LA.
Who said that?
The Greek Freak, Guinness. Arthur Kutupo. I think I said it right.
Don't nobody want him no way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's not at high demand. I mean, you know, he's just now getting started. I mean, the guy can't even shoot. I mean, he's a great player, but I mean, he's not this guy who's like everybody's gonna, you know, break down the door to get. I mean, if he's available, yeah, but right now, no. And then he's talking like that. This guy,
he's talking
guy.
Like that now.
He had a short.
We're getting year 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
Right.
And if Boston keep that team together with Kyrie and Tatum and the boys,
Gordon
they
Hayward?
They're going to pull a LeBron.
Gordon Hayward?
They're going to do the same thing LeBron was doing.
Gordon Hayward?
Hey, I almost thought we had a rejuvenation of a Boston Lakers series. If, you know, Golden State doesn't, you know, sit idle and pick up Cousins and make the moves they made. But Boston probably be, between them and the Sixers, they'll be the team in the East to beat, you know, when they're fully staffed.
I've always said the NBA is better when L.A., New York, Boston, when those teams are relevant, it's a better NBA. And right
look,
now,
the rubber gonna have to hit the road with Golden State next year.
Because
Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson gonna be free agents next year.
Mm-hmm. So
And if KD don't want the max, and they give it to Klay, that's really what it is. But if both of them want the max, and Steph already got a max,
oh yeah,
and then Draymond is. Something after that. So
yeah, but Doom, speaking hypothetically, what if KD pull up? I'll go back to OKC. What if that? I think about that. he might turn around and do what LeBron said, what CP3, unfinished business, you know. I'm going to go back.
The revolt wouldn't be the same as him going to Golden State, because Russell Westbrook is not a better shooter than Steph Curry.
Right. And he's a selfish player.
I agree
player.
With that.
And he's a selfish player. Plus, right. I don't like
you just can't shoot like you need to.
I'm not a big fan of Billy Donovan out there. I'm not a big fan of him at all. They need another coach.
I don't care who the coach is. As long as Roberson can't make no free throws,
he can't.
I follow him every chance I get.
And as long as Westbrook take up 99 out of 100 possessions, you're going to get the same result.
Roberson is horrible on the free throw line.
Roberson.
Roberson is a role pool. Man, this guy. He just looks lost out there. Sometimes he's just out there. It's like, man, get him in for his couple minutes and get him back on the bench.
He be running from the ball he know they were foul.
Right?
Oh, my God. How you a guard and you shoot, 30-some% from the free throw line? The Ravens can come back.
And?
They're going to be all that. Y'all know he can't shoot free throws, right? Unless he done got better over his injury time.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
Oh, by the way, Guinness, he is the cover athlete of NBA 2K19, if you didn't hear that before. Orlando's Aaron Gordon, he agrees to a 4-year, $84 million extension to re-sign with the Magic. Derek Favors re-signs with the Jazz on a 2-year, $36 million deal. Seth Curry agrees to a deal with the Blazers, terms undisclosed, over from the Mavericks. And DeAndre Jordan is now a Dallas Maverick.
Uh-huh.
How they go? Look, I think the only thing DeAndre can really do is get you some boards, get you some alley-oops. When we just talk about free throw shooting, he can't shoot free throws.
Ain't too much he can do.
Yeah.
but run the floor. He's a transition guy. Can't create his own shot.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to give him the ball in order for him to score. But like Will said, rebounds, maybe a couple putback points here and there. But that's it. And I think Dirk Nowitzki, which is an actual free agent right now, I think he's taking a pay cut to bring this guy aboard.
Not me.
You ain't taking a pay cut.
Oh my goodness, I wouldn't.
He's taking a definite pay cut because he's not even on the roster. He's actually listed as a free agent, and I'm thinking like Dwight. This guy is not Joel Embiid. You know what I'm saying? This guy is looking for a home. He's looking for a paycheck. His days is numbered with the Clippers. That to me makes no sense. I mean, the Dallas Mavericks would probably be a what? 11 seed, 12 seed?
Yeah.
Over there in the West?
Yeah.
At best?
Not very high at all. Not very high at all.
No. No.
Let me ask you fellas this, and I'll take it one at a time. I know, Doom, you want to chime in on this one. Where does LeBron rank with the all-time great Lakers? Where does he rank within them? Is he first, second, third, fourth, fifth?
Play the game.
I just want to know where y'all think he ranks.
When Shaq came over, it took us 4 years to win the championship.
Mm-hmm.
4 seasons. This is the 4th year. This is going to be a throwaway season, I believe.
Me too.
If we get to the second round, if we can get this team to the second round of the playoffs.
That's good.
With a bunch of, mercenaries, like I said.
Yep.
You know, he's gonna back up. Next year, but his last 3 years are gonna be the key, because you'll probably have him, Kawhi, or Clay, or Jimmy Butler, somebody, you know what I'm saying, solid that can help him out. And then you can get a judge. This is just, I mean, I ain't even judging him by this year right here.
Is he gonna?
You know, I'm gonna watch him.
Right.
But
is he gonna wear 23? You
know, this is a mulligan year right here.
Yeah. Is he gonna wear 23?
Unless they get Kawhi before the start of the season. Yeah.
And with Randall gone, I don't know how you do that.
Well, you know, they're gonna lose players. You know, I mean, San Antonio gonna have to bite the bullet either way. You either trade them
and get something, or let
him now get something for him. Because the closer you get to the trade deadline, like you were talking about, people can lowball you.
Right.
And then the Lakers call you and say, "We'll trade you Kawhi for a pick, or whatever." Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then they say you gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they probably ain't going to make the playoffs, especially if they don't play.
Right.
And let's see who won. If they get nothing for Kawhi Leonard, yo, that'll be petty on them, and it's gonna set their franchise back way far. They're gonna become like, I ain't gonna say they're gonna become the Magic per se, but they ain't the Mets and the Magic and them teams, but they're gonna be in purgatory. That look, you know what I'm saying?
For a while,
like, where the Lakers were, you're gonna be about 35 or 47.
Yep.
You know, winning about 40 games. Well, you could have got some for the man.
Yep. Would have been a little bit better off.
But you know how some people are be spiteful, man. But long to answer your question, you can't really rank them just yet. Let them. Give them a year. I mean, it is the Western Conference, so it ain't like,
yeah.
You gonna be able to beat up on Brooklyn 4 times a year, and the Magic 4 times a year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The bottom feeder.
Right. Who's gonna be the team to beat in the, who's gonna be the new team to beat in the East?
Boston.
Nobody's going with the 76ers?
I said earlier that you know, it'll be Boston, and the Sixers are pretty much the team that have the most
talent. Boston did bring back Smart. That means they're running their whole team back with a healthy Kyrie and Gordon Hayward.
Yep.
Good luck, Philly.
Run it back. And let's not forget.
I think they'll be, real talk, y'all gonna be shocked. If Boston play Golden State in the finals, man.
Oh, Boston got a shot.
I think Boston might get them.
Boston got a shot.
Well, I think they match up as far as as far as youth, and as far as
their style. Boston got a better bench,
and they got a little bit better. Well, I don't know, because
that's kind of close. That's kind of close.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
what
you get down, because you're looking at what Golden State got.
You got anybody with Boogie Cousins that can get you? Okay, Boogie can get you.
Yeah, Boogie.
Off the bench.
Nick Young.
Andre Iguodala. Sean Livingston.
Nick Young.
They're forever. Will they bring him back?
As long as he ain't on cocaine, I don't know why they won't bring him back. Can't believe Boston got Dylan Brown, Terry Rozier,
Marcus Smart, Bane. Well, I take Boston then.
The whole key come up. If the White Howard ends up a Golden State Warrior, it's a wrap.
No, it ain't. Yes, it is.
No, but again, the only thing that Golden State was really missing is a physical big. You get that with Boogie, and then you have someone who was a former best big man in the game in Dwight Howard coming off your bench.
They won two titles with the
Golden State. They're not even a physical playing team. They're more of
exactly.
But they still need that. But they still need that toughness inside, because the one thing you can do is beat that Hampton's five. If you get physical with those boys and got any type of length whatsoever, that causes them problems.
Well, Draymond is the catalyst of all the physicality. He sets the tone.
He don't want
to go back with what Dune said. They do match up pretty good. And like, that is a good matchup, because one person he left out was Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
He's the X.
Well, I was just talking about the bench.
He wasn't talking about starters.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got Aaron Baines here. I mean, you got some pieces, and I agree with you. I think that'd have been a better finals.
I think the only thing that Boston would be missing is that mentality of knowing.
Well, Kyrie got that mentality. Well,
Kyrie has it. We don't know about the rest of those boys. We didn't even know about Gordon Hayward yet. I don't think that. That's the one thing that you can question is the mentality. You know Golden State is there. They've been in that situation when they've had to pull off a game, when they've had to do it, when they had to stave off elimination, they've done it. Boston hasn't done that yet.
So you're saying that just the inexperience of them being in the finals?
That might be the edge for Golden State that first time around.
Man.
But if they get...
It's because Boston came in and took it to LeBron and them. They came in and took it to them, and that's, what, 3 years in?
My only question is two guys being healthy away from making it to the finals. And you could be right on that. You could be right on that, because they're both proven performers. But quite possible. But when you look at the fact they won,
ask yourself this
about the Celtics. How many road games did they win? How many road games did they win in the playoffs?
I think they struggled on the road.
Yeah, they struggled on the road.
Because they didn't have nobody that could stop them runs. When teams at home and they're going on runs, you got to be able to have somebody that could, you know, spend that time, like Kyrie Irving.
I just think the experience they take this year is going to help them greatly. And as they grow and get the experience of this year in the playoff, what they did, they get a healthy Kyrie back, they get a healthy Gordon Hayward back, they take that next step. Talent wise, they can go with Golden State. And like I say, talent, they match up good.
You know what, Will? I wouldn't be mad next year if Kyrie ever showed up and played with LeBron in LA.
You know what? I wouldn't be either. And I think it'd be funny. If that happens, that'd be the funniest thing in the world. Hey, look here, dog. I want to get out of here. I want to go to Boston. You do your thing in LA and we meet up there. It makes perfect sense, except for one thing. Kyrie wants to be the man, and he won't be the man with the Lakers.
He will be the man in LA.
He ain't gonna be the man in LA.
Listen to what I'm saying. Eventually, he would be the man, because he's gonna be there longer than LeBron would be there. Because eventually, LeBron gonna have to go to the post. He ain't gonna be, his quickness gonna, you know what I'm saying, go away. He's gonna have to play from the elbow down.
But is Kyrie patient enough to stay there for that long enough?
That's gonna happen this year. I mean, when you got a Rajon Rondo there, who does a really good job of being a facilitator. He doesn't look to always score.
Right.
So, and he does a really good job of making offenses move. So LeBron is going, what people realize about him coming from Cleveland and going to the Lakers, he's going to have to make some adjustments in his game.
Yes.
He's going to have to start going to the post. He's going to have to play below the free throw line and create from there. These guys are bona fide, because Rondo's a bona fide guard. He's a champion. And then you say, you know, we get, if Kyrie says, all right, well, I'm going to slide out here to L.A. with this guy. Kyrie can't be the man nowhere. I don't know. He's a great ISO player, but he doesn't.
I don't know about that one.
Those type of skills.
He helped LeBron win that championship.
That's what I'm saying.
He did. He really did. He really did.
Yeah,
LeBron is on the team.
That's right.
LeBron is on that Shaq level with his career when he went to Miami. Now he's playing at a higher level, but that's where he's at. You know what I'm saying? By year three of this deal, LeBron is going to want to do less than what he's doing in year one and two.
Well, I heard.
So that's why he needs somebody like Kawhi.
Well, I heard he wanted to play.
That's going to be a given. I mean, the age is kicking in.
That's what I'm saying.
I heard if he went to Philly,
he still ain't going to allow Kyrie to be the man.
I heard from before all this went down, if he would have went to Philly and played with Ben Simmons, Brown would have been willing to play more off the ball. So, and now you got Rajon Rondo. You don't have to bring the ball up 24/7. You don't have to be the main facilitator, like Gene said. That can help a lot.
This team ain't gonna look like Cleveland last year.
No.
Last year, Cleveland was, you'll see four other people just standing around looking at LeBron.
Right.
You hit a great point with that standing around. He's not going to be able to get that off in the West. Those guys up and down the court, they moving off away from the ball. There's a lot going on. LeBron is definitely going to have to adjust to the speed of the West, and he's going to understand.
He's got better teammates.
Right, he does.
So he's got younger teammates, right?
No.
He's got better teammates,
yeah. Not so much as younger. Rajon's a vet. Rajon's a vet.
Yeah, Rajon's a vet.
Same thing with Lance. That's a vet,
Ingram
too.
And Kuzma. Mm-hmm.
He definitely got better.
Those guys are young.
He definitely got some better teammates out there. You can bring Zoe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can bring Zoe off the bench if you wanted to.
He would come out the locker room if it was up to me. But, you know. He's got a lot of work to do.
Tatum for Kemba Walker.
Nope.
And then Rondo come off the bench.
His dad brought up that whole injury so they couldn't trade him.
He on a short leash though. He'll be on the street with Lou Albane. You keep on. Because he only really good, man. He's that contract.
They're going to find out that Luol Deng is 41 years old and he ain't 33.
Yeah.
I don't know why this guy's still lying.
We about to stretch him so we can get some more money to use.
Deng up right for a 4-year, with a 4-year $72 million contract? Man, please. You got to dump him.
No, he got a couple years left. He only got
two left. He good for 2020, but that was a huge contract for Luol Deng.
It was.
Man, that's Mitch Kupchak. Man, I'm going to tell y'all something. A lot of people don't believe this. If they would have had Magic in place back in 2010, I think LeBron would have went to the Lakers back in 2010.
You know what? I agree with you on that. And the only reason why I agree with you on that is because despite Magic being a GM and this guy understands a guy like LeBron. And I think, you know, when you with a guy that, you know, you can trust, because I think he feels like he can trust Magic Johnson.
That know what he's doing.
Yep.
That know what he's doing.
Yep.
And for real, come from the same type of background, same type of culture, and he understands versus a Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert didn't give a probably two shits about, you know, my language, but he didn't care about what LeBron came from. He cared about what he could do for him.
Go ahead, Doom.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but you can't question Magic Johnson.
Jim Buss and Kupchak messed up. She made a mistake in not bringing Magic in. And bring her brother in, because he would have been there with Kobe. They would have never had to do that. Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, fiasco mess.
Yeah,
they would have had. I think LeBron would have came back in 2010. D-Wade might have came too. They might have all came to Los Angeles instead of going to Miami, because you know they were getting ready to play on the Olympic team together anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, say all that to say, the man, he knew what he was doing. The only move for LeBron, like, to try, because Cleveland messed up and listened to LeBron. I'm going to give LeBron credit. They messed up when they gave Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith that money.
Yep.
They should never do that.
Yep.
I don't care how much you love LeBron.
Yep.
No, you don't do that.
What?
You don't do that. That was the beginning of the end right there, because they were strapped. They couldn't do nothing.
But that was, Tristan got the same.
No.
Tristan have the same agent.
As no. Him.
They
won't.
They weren't thinking, man.
They wasn't, but it wasn't about that. It was about.
What that. You mean?
Listen, that agent is LeBron's guy. That's
his agent. Rich Paul is the guy.
So if I'm your agent, don't I get a kickback if I get you a big contract?
No, I mean, they do the same thing. I mean, they muscled up for that KCP contract. You got 1 year, $12 million.
Yeah.
I know that was part of the deal. You know that. But you see you KCP made 3 years. Because you know it. Magic was smart. Look at who your boy is.
Well, out of Tristan and JR.
No.
Who would you deserve the money more?
But no, neither one of them. Not that the number that they got. No.
We know they didn't fulfill that obligation to.
It don't matter. No, bruh. No. Not long term. No.
No.
Because you can't get rid of. Now you say. They want. Okay.
Tristan Thompson deserved it more than me.
They both got 2 years left.
Now.
And it's going to go.
And now you got to look at the fact.
That last makes no sense. You don't sign them to a longer deal than you sign LeBron. And that makes no sense.
And now you stuck with Kevin Love. And now you stuck with Kevin Love as your best player. Really do.
And them two.
Really do. With them two. Really do. You know, good and doggone well.
LeBron, you know what I really think? Y'all gonna laugh. I think LeBron did that on purpose.
Oh, dude, what the hell? Now, why would he do that on purpose?
Because he was getting the hell on.
And they fired him.
And wouldn't nobody take them contracts.
I think another thing, too.
I think LeBron is that cerebral and petty.
I think another thing, too.
He never signed a loan. How you gonna get other people to sign long term deals if you would never do it?
And I think another thing too, me and you talked about it before, Gene. A, your boy a Trump supporter. Bron ain't about that. And B, he let go of the general manager. Now I'm not saying he the greatest general manager in the world, but we let that cat go. That had to put a sour taste in his mouth.
LeBron got that Tom Brady pettiness in him.
Yeah.
Make you say Jimmy Garoppolo. And they also leave your eyes dry. And these covers for to be bad in the mud right here.
Oh,
y'all
man.
Get purgatory. You remember my name.
No. Thanks, no.
Think about it, Jimmy. How can you get them deals and he wouldn't even commit?
Right, he won't give you a long term deal, but you can get J.R. Smith a long term deal at his age.
He committed, But
no, he did. He won't sign 1 year. One plus one.
What it boils back down to is LeBron can't commit long term because of the money that he draws. So he can't get those long contracts because they won't have no room for nothing. And that's what happened.
If you have even less room and I'm on a 1 year 30-something million and you still pay JR and Tristan 15 to 20 million a year too.
Michael Jordan did it. He got paid $37 million a year.
Hey,
Jordan never left.
Jordan never left, and he didn't get his money. Jordan never left, and he never got his money till later. He didn't get his money till later in his career.
Yeah, he won't making Scrubs and making more than what Michael Jordan made.
Yeah.
So you don't think LeBron's sitting in LA right now, laughing at Cleveland right now?
Yes, with Jordan Clarkson.
They are
all them bad contracts.
Unless they can trade them. And that's the only way they're going to, you know.
Don't nobody want J.R. Smith. Who wants J.R. Smith right now?
Not in 2 years. $47 million.
Nobody wanted Kevin Love. They tried to dump Kevin Love. Nobody wanted him at the time.
That's one of the things where he
tried to put a core team together and hopefully, you know, obviously, in order for them to get money, they had to stretch those contracts out for those guys.
I don't blame him either.
That's funny. I don't blame him either.
LeBron is the matriarch. He done it how he wanted to do it. Now you have
and now you let LeBron do it.
But they'll be a playoff team if they make the right moves in the offseason.
And you let LeBron do it the way he want to do it, and now you screwed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what screwed Cleveland here? Seriously, guys. This is what screwed Cleveland. When they traded Kyrie, that pretty much put the nail in the coffin because that trade, they never got nothing for it. You had to go through half the season and pick up another squad, which that's why I said I think LeBron had this plan a little earlier because you pulled two guys from the Lakers. Clarkson had a heavy contract. He had a 4-year $50 million. He already worked two off, got two in Cleveland, which was $25 million against the salary cap up there. So you pulled in some more money, and we really didn't have
to make on top of the other bad cut, the other two bad contracts
the
already
other
had.
Bad contracts that they already had, so they put themselves in a bind. So if you sign LeBron, if he decided to stay in Cleveland this year for another 2 years, because he was probably going to sign a one-year option. But the thing is, you got to pay him $41 million a year.
Yep.
What the hell else can you do, you know, outside of that? So, I got to get the hell out of here. Because there's already bad contracts.
These bad players.
I mean, come on, come on.
They couldn't find a bucket through the whole finals.
Hey, don't. Rodney Hood was balling. They should have been playing him.
Well, he's going to get a lot of time to ball now.
He sure is. He's going to be their starter.
He did good when they did put him on the floor.
They're going to put Rodney Hood on the side of that building where LeBron was out, moving that pole.
So what's going to be Cleveland's starting lineup? George Hill, J.R., Hood.
No,
I forgot about that bad contract they got.
Yeah.
They cutting J.R. Smith.
They better.
Yeah, and he better not even try to come past Sacramento trying to get to L.A. Don't even come this way. Don't even try, buddy. You know not. You don't even call LeBron. LeBron probably deleted his number out of his phone when he left.
Who was that?
No, don't play like that.
He was the reason.
No, JR done. JR never see a contract like that the rest of his life.
He was the reason. He was the reason why they couldn't get game one.
Got a bad contract.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Clarkson. Jeff Smith, Tristan Thompson, all in bad contracts. And y'all want to do it, expect LeBron James to come back there and do it again. Nah, I'm good.
Nah, dog. Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't know what y'all are doing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm going out here to Hollywood.
I think LeBron
was trying them on some of that stuff. Like, they ain't finna give Tristan Thompson. Oh, the hell, yes, he is.
And while I got it on my mind, don't forget, too, Chris Paul did re-up with the Houston Rockets. So we're talking about running back. Okay, we going to
miss the half. He didn't miss the first half of the season. Let's go.
Hope he can stay healthy.
But that's why they're going to put him out for the whole thing.
Up here talking about some.
We're going to make sure you ready.
Up here talking about some run it back. Oh, okay.
They're going to get smut this time.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Reed is gone, too?
Yep.
Oh, he is?
That means Ryan Anderson got to play a whole lot more minutes.
That's the worst contract in NBA history, Ryan Anderson. Worst contract
not
to
Ryan Anderson.
Oh, man.
They could get nobody to take that contract.
Hey, nah, man. He got a bad contract.
Some of these teams don't be want to help.
Yeah.
They got to help y'all.
Nope. He got a bad contract.
You finna make up for your mistake.
Chandler Parsons still got a bad contract.
Yep. Tristan Thompson.
Yep.
Josh Smith.
Yep.
Terrible. Jordan
Hill. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up as we're at the 12:16 a.m. on Tuesday. And just to let you guys know, today is a brother's birthday.
Oh,
it's my birthday. Yes.
My birthday. Oh.
Is there?
How old are you, Will? 22?
I'm 22. Exactly.
I knew it.
No, it's not. And my daughter says, no, I'm not. You're
40. You're
40. All right, guys. Don't forget to... You want to say something before we go? Go ahead, Haley. Say something.
He's not 22. He's 47.
Damn.
Oh, man. Put all your business out the
front. All my business out in the street, didn't she? Dang.
But you said he's 22. It doesn't even look like
he's 22. Oh, man. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and let you know about all the five programming on Rant In Radio. Tomorrow night, we're going to start you out at 7 p.m. with the Shining Wizards, followed by Tony C and the Rant at 9 p.m. later on this week. Please join us on the network for Rant and Wrestling. Then we got Tortbreaker Throwbacks on Friday at 9 p.m., followed by Surfer. But the way you read the comic book show, Sundays at 5, and it'll be this fine show running back every Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant EM Radio. Guys, thank you for calling in. Anything else we need to go over before we get out for the night?
No, we not.
Nah.
Shut up, Haley.
Nope.
All right,
think
you guys.
Good.
Thank you guys for calling in. I do appreciate. Real quick, Watkins Hightower wanted me to ask you guys, another friend of the network. LeBron gonna win the title?
Is he gonna win the title?
Yeah. With the Lakers.
Right now it's gonna be tough.
But if they get in some help, you got a shot. All right, guys. Thank y'all for calling in. I do appreciate it. And I'll see you again next Monday night right here on Rant In Radio. Everybody, please take care.
See you guys.